Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Welcome back. We have another amazing interview with somebody that I absolutely love, somebody who can handle a lot of zones of genius that most of us aren't created to handle. And you'll see what I'm talking about as we dive on in. Eleni, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here and doing this with you, which is strange because we usually have meetings and not this.
So. I know. And now we're just... I like this.
I like this too.
so cool. Now, Eleni, one thing that's really, really cool, we're going to dive into your story just a little bit, but tell us a little bit about what your background is, because I think it makes for a really cool part of the story of your progression.
Yes, sure. So I have a degree in psychology. I was really into like my studies. I'm really into psychology. I love the way people think and the way people, you know, process information and learn and everything. So I did that, but I also worked at the airport doing customer service. So basically here I am, like a super introverted person doing crowd control and customer service, which was absolutely insane. I think I was 21 until 25 at the time. And I just was like, I don't know why. Like, I didn't realize I was introverted until the past couple years. So I was always exhausted when I was working. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't be around all these people all the time. It was too much. And then I ended up actually being diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which affected my work. So I had to stop working, actually. And so from 2011 until 2016, I was not working at all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And which really like was weird because I thought I would actually end up feeling better. Health-wise, I did feel better, but mentally I didn't. So I was totally like, what am I doing? Like, what is happening? Like, I have too much time and it wasn't good for me mentally. You know, I mean, I suffer from anxiety too. So I was just like, I need to be busy. I need to like keep my mind going, you know? So then I'm like, let's just have a baby. Let's just have a baby. So I had my son when I was 29. And that kept me busy. So that really, really helped my mental state. So that was great. I loved being a mom. It was a lot harder than I thought, though. like I'm still happy with one. I tell you that a lot because I don't know how you have three and balance a business and everything and a family. But yeah, so I have my son. And and then what ended up happening was... actually, my mom passed away when my son was a baby, and I had to deal with a lot of grief, and a lot of the feelings that I had in my early 20s kind of crept back in, like confidence issues and anxiety and all that. So that's when I dove into VA work, because I was like, I needed to keep busy. And that's when it kind of blew up from there.
So crazy. One of the things that you've shared that I think a lot of people don't talk about is how we kind of always not fantasize, but imagine what it would be like if we didn't have to work, and how we always think, oh, it'd be so nice to just stay at home and, you know, do a little bit of laundry here and there and just keep the house nice, or, you know, watch shows or connect with people. And when you're a single or a couple, sometimes I think you're surprised by how quiet the house is.
Yes.
Yeah. And people don't always talk about that and how interesting it is when you're not connecting with people throughout the day. It can be really, anxiety can play a huge part. I also have struggled with anxiety quite a bit in my life. And I really appreciate that you come on here and you're open and honest about that, because that's something a lot of people kind of tuck away in a back corner and they're like, I don't want to talk about this. Not here, not now.
Yes. You know? Yes. No, I appreciate, I mean, everybody who's going through mental issues, whether it's physical or mental, and they're both connected, like the Crohn's and the anxiety is connected. That's for sure guaranteed. I was always stressed out about where the heck I'm going to find a bathroom. Like, and that was like affecting my mental state. So, sure, I was happy to be home, but my brain was just swirling, with all these worries, and it's very isolating for sure. So,
yeah, absolutely. And then having a kid, of course, adds some really crazy and fun dynamics, but you dove into VA work, and I'm sure that within VA work, there were things that you really liked, but it was, tell me a little bit about the fulfillment or the feelings that you had or how you processed being a VA.
Right. So I started in December 2016 and I got my first client in January. I kind of just went all in on it. I'm just like, I want to get clients and see if this is going to work because I'm investing a lot in courses. And I think it was really cool, but I learned a lot of lessons about, you know, charging what I'm worth and dealing with like nightmare clients and people who don't respect your time and your boundaries. So I learned a lot about that and how working from home isn't easy. It's actually really hard, you know, because you have to balance everything. And, you know, I didn't have babysitters and this and that. So I had to like, you know, I had some struggles with finding the clients that actually respected my boundaries.
I think that's common though. Yeah. A lot of us go through the process of discovering all the clients we don't want to work with, along the way, and you kind of find your voice along the process. And one of the things that you kind of discovered, I actually don't even know how you discovered it before you started working for me, but you realized that you have a set of skills and strengths and strategies that most people, most entrepreneurs, all of me does not have. And that is a super crazy, massive superpower of organization systems and just this uncanny ability to see how all of those details come together and how to regulate everything. Can you share with me a little bit about how you discovered that before you worked with me?
I didn't. You're the one who told me I was like that. I didn't. I had no idea. I was just working and doing what I normally do. And like, I'd say before working at the airport, I was volunteering as a research assistant in psychology labs. So yeah. They told me I was super detail oriented and I was really organized, but like, I was like 20. I was like, whatever. Okay. You know, thanks. You know, so several years later when I did this, I guess I didn't realize it. And then you're the one who kind of was like, okay, like, do you realize, you know, what your strengths are and what you're worth and what clients you don't need to be with. And that's all you. So,
aww.
Yeah, I mean, you basically shaped me into the person I am today. The reason why I have so much confidence is because of you.
I want to phrase it a little differently because that's who you were already. And I think that just being in a really safe environment, like, and by safe, I don't mean like a playpen. I mean like, because handling the back end of a lot of our business is not a playpen with like safety bumpers and all that. It's intense. It's super, super challenging. And I don't think most people realize how much work goes into handling. We'll get into what Eleni handles in just a moment, but you thrived. And it was crazy because that's an element of my business. And I'm sure a lot of entrepreneurs watching this relate to this. If you relate to this, like comment below and be like, yes, me too. I totally get that, Rachel. When I think about the systems of sending out invoices and handling customer service and figuring out like, how do I know who to cancel and what, you know, how do I keep track of everything? It's very overwhelming for some of us. And for me, it feels like I am literally drowning, holding a laptop over my head, hoping to not get the keyboard wet. So when you started just thriving and completely owning the zone of organization, systems, customer service, payment, it was like, oh, I can breathe. It was seriously, it turned my business from something that was very, very heavy every single day into something that I was like, I can do this, you know?
Oh, I appreciate that so much. I think what happened was, and I always say this, is that I would never do this for anyone else. Like, I'm just like, what I do for you, like, I am not doing for anybody else. And that's because, like, you and I really connected on that level. And I would never do this for anybody that I didn't really believe in, and that I knew that this type of work stresses them out. And if I can help relieve that, that makes me happy. And I don't care about the rest. I don't care how hard it is for me. I set up some kind of coping mechanisms to deal with the stress, which is that I exercise every day and I eat really healthy every day. And I didn't have that before. So I kind of like, I just kind of like developed a better routine about it, so that I only like address difficult issues when I'm feeling like 100%. And so I did that, but that really helped. But I'm just so happy that I can help you. So
And Paul and I have always known, if you don't know who Paul is my husband, the COO of both of our businesses. And we recognized right away, like, okay, this gal gets it. Like, Eleni gets it. And so it was really powerful just plugging her in and watching her thrive in her zone of genius. Now, I want to share two things that I haven't like really shared before, but number one, we have a lot that goes on in the back end of our businesses. Like, the difference between sending out a couple invoices and not could be the difference between $20,000 to $50,000 worth of work in a month. And so making sure that everything's systematized just on one of our businesses is essential. On the other business, I looked the other day, and this was just in Stripe. This wasn't including PayPal. So that means I'm missing a lot. Just in Stripe, we've had over 6,000 customers, which is so crazy. And Eleni actually has an entire system set up in Trello so we can track absolutely everything, which is so, so powerful. And it made a huge difference. And that's just Stripe. That's not including like a third of our business, which is so crazy. But here's the second thing that I want to address. And I think this is really big. Anyone who's growing a thriving company, the people on your team, and I know this isn't like my time to shine, but I want to share this because this was a huge part of watching you thrive. The people on your team, you have to have their backs first. And that was big to me because, as crazy as this sounds, there are sometimes people who go through our customer service process that are wildly inappropriate or disrespectful, or even at times with certain odd campaigns, we would bring in people who are literally making like threats against our customer service. And most people don't realize that that happens on the back end of a business. And so your team is whose backs you need to have. And when you find somebody like Eleni, you say, I've got your back. I trust your judgment. If someone disrespects you, they're out. We don't deal with that. We don't tolerate it. It's not the system that we have in place. We don't need anybody's money. And that sounds really aggressive, but it's absolutely essential. And I think that's part of the reason why you work with us, not completely full-time, but kind of like full-time, but also doing some projects on the side too. And I think that's why.
I think so too, because I feel the thing is because you guys are able to trust me to make the decisions that I make, and to know that if something, basically you guys are going to back me up. If something goes wrong, if someone makes threats or if someone complains to you, like, I will give you all the information you need. Everything's written down. Everything's an email anyway. And then, you know, you always kind of have my back, which makes it just so much easier to like own my work. So it works. It's like a cycle. It really is, you know?
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you do that's different, because I think most of the time when we talk about systems or we talk about like organization, people have like a small understanding of it, but sorry to put you on the spot. If you were to explain kind of what you do in Trello or with organization, what is it? Like, what does it include? And I know that mine is crazy beast, but what does it look like for most people?
Well, when it comes to like managing a like membership for multiple like courses that you have, Trello for me is the best. And by the way, it's free. We use the free version of Trello. We're not even paying for it. Okay, guys, this is like awesome. We have like to get into like a little bit of a deeper example of it, but every person, every member has a card. Every member has a card and every list is one of your courses or one of your groups. And I just keep track that way, add tags to whatever, you know, if they're current, if they need to, you know, if they're a little bit behind on payments. And then, so you have that, and then you just make some lists as you go along of like, okay, who do I need to follow up with today? Who have I already followed up with? And with due dates, and it's very powerful to use Trello to manage any sort of membership site. So that's what I use. And then I actually, to look at when you like approach a big project, a lot of it has to do with breaking it down into smaller pieces, right? Yeah. I really feel a lot more comfortable like wireframing everything I do. So if I'm doing like, if I'm writing a blog post, like you need to write an outline.
Yes.
If I'm doing like, if I'm planning a list in Trello, I need to like write it down what I'm planning to do and break things down into smaller bits so that you can tackle it easier and then you're more motivated. So it's all about like breaking things down so you don't get overwhelmed, and that helps you stay organized.
And so Eleni's built out the wireframes behind all of our education as well as in our agency. And that one was a little more of a beast because it's not necessarily as productized. It's a little more bespoke or custom, custom offerings that we have. So it's intense. But Eleni, one question I have, and don't worry, like you can totally answer this honestly. Are you accepting new clients? Like, is that something that you are doing, or do you have like projects on the side? Like, tell me a little bit about kind of what you're looking for in 2019.
Yeah. So I started off having a social media management agency. I do really like doing organic content for people. My sister helps me with that too when I'm lacking time. But I did notice that a lot of things that I thought that I needed to do to keep busy, I actually don't have a lot of time. So I've decided to do more of like consulting when it comes to social media. So I can, you know, I offer like consulting, but I also offer consulting for customer service. So if anybody needs like to know like how to work their backend system for their membership site, I can offer consulting for customer service. I can offer consulting for social media, just kind of how to get started with organic content. And like my business partner, Casey Pierce, who is on your team too, that I basically, because of you, met my best friend. So I thank you for that too. we actually have an awesome group for introverted marketers. So we do mindset and marketing for introverts. And we have that.
I love that so much. I know that I will probably never be asked to be a guest in that group, but there's a need for it because there's a lot of people who identify with being introverted and they're like, when I see the Rachels or the Russells or the Grants or the Marie Forleos, it's hard for me to figure out where my place is when I don't just naturally hop on camera and feel comfortable. And you know what I mean? So I think that is amazing. Now, I know you're accepting a few clients in like consulting and kind of some like one-off projects.
Yes.
One thing I want to put out there, in case you didn't already notice this from earlier in this interview, I only want good people to apply to work with Eleni because she is way too precious for anybody that doesn't have their team's backs, anyone who doesn't have their team's best interests in mind. Only if you're a good person, only if you're not looking for someone to be a savior and like save your drowning business and put all the pressure on someone else. And only if you are ready to implement some things amazing that transform your business. Those are all signs that you would want to work with Eleni. Now, the comments are already starting to blow up, and I have a feeling on the replay it's going to go absolutely crazy. And as people listen to it on the podcast, how can people find this introverted group? They're like, I need this. Rachel, you're
yes. Yes, yes, yes. I can send it to you right now, but basically you can go on my, if you just add me as a friend, it's there. It's on my like It's on my Facebook profile. So
grab the link to that so I can share it with everybody.
Yeah.
I think that this is really powerful. So it is, because I know there's some people who are like, I need this. So it is Mindset and Marketing, and you can find the link right there. I'll also drop it in the comments, and I know that's going to be really helpful for anyone who's like, awesome, I need an Eleni. And if you don't know Casey yet, Casey's wonderful. I've known her now for, I think, just over 2 years.
Yeah. Longer than me.
Yeah, over 2 years, which is so crazy. So I'm dropping this in the comments. If you are an introverted marketer and you want to connect with other introverted marketers who really get you and your world and some of the unique, I think, struggles and strengths that come from being an entrepreneur that is introverted, you can head on over to this Facebook link. So Eleni, if somebody wants to learn more about what you offer, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me there. I'm often there talking about how exhausted I am at the end of the week. but they can also look at our social media agency website, which is tlcsocialinc.com.
There we go.
And those are my husband's initials, by the way, TLC. Isn't that cute?
That's really, really cute.
Yes.
Ours. No, ours aren't cute, but
mine is not cute. Mine is like EK, so I couldn't make it look cute, you know? So my husband's is cuter, so we went with that.
I love that. So Eleni, thank you so much for joining me. This was amazing connecting with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. It was fun.
Awesome. And everybody, thank you for joining us. This was a special episode. And I hope that if you are like watching this thinking, hey, I'm introverted, that you hop on into Eleni and Casey's group because they're awesome. They're real. They're people that you can connect with. We'll see you guys later. Have such a good day. Bye. This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside. Oh,